This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are President Trump will unveil a second coronavirus task force, one that will primarily focus on the economy. A senior Trump administration official telling various news networks, including NBC, that the task force will be a mix of private sector and top administration officials, including new Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin. Another 6.6 million Americans filing first-time jobless claims last week because of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's the second straight week that more than 6 million Americans have done so. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell telling a D.C. forum this morning that the U.S. economy was on firm footing before the virus began, and he says it's in a good position to recover quickly when it's over. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Cautious optimism. Health officials say the nation still has a ways to go, but that social distancing seems to be working in the fight against coronavirus. President Trump at yesterday's White House briefing.
The number of new cases is stabilizing.
Federal Dr. Anthony Fauci agrees, but adds,
don't get complacent about that, because what's going to happen 2.5 weeks from now is really what's going to happen with regard to the people who are getting new infections.
The number of confirmed cases globally of coronavirus now approaching 1.5 million, the number of deaths nearly 90,000. Deputy Defense Secretary David Norquist is warning adversaries as the coronavirus outbreak grows. He says at a Pentagon briefing it would be dangerously wrong, in his words, to assume that this is a time of weakness for the U.S. military. Norquist saying that's despite the fact the DOD is aggressively working to offer support across the United States right now. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Syrian forces alleged to have carried out a chemical weapons attack. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Syria's Assad regime used sarin and chlorine gas in 3 attacks on opposition forces in March, a chemical weapons oversight group said in a report that was just released. The Organization for the Prevention of Chemical Weapons said the Syrian Air Force bombed the town of Latamina using sarin gas on March 24th and 25th. In the third attack on March 30th, the Air Force carried out a chlorine gas attack on the same town. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. shares its conclusions that Syria retains sufficient chemicals and expertise to not only produce these type of weapons, but also to deploy them.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is said to be getting better after a third night in intensive care for coronavirus. A spokesman says that Johnson is in stable condition, improving, and was sitting up joking with medical staff. There's a Farm Aid show this Saturday. John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews joining Willie Nelson for a streaming Farm Aid concert. The stars will perform Saturday from their homes for the digital concert, which will raise funds and awareness for farmers impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. You're probably online more than ever lately. We're there, you know. Find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Yeah, that sound sounds like a virus, huh? I mean, that's what's been surrounding us these days. Hope you're staying well and safe out there and doing right for yourself, your family, and for your neighbor and your communities out there, you know, following the guidance of the CDC and the coronavirus force established by the president, being led by Vice President Mike Pence. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, it's always great to have you along with us. Greg Kozera is with us. He's an engineer and environmentalist with more than 35 years of experience in the natural gas and oil industry, currently a professional speaker on leadership and energy. Greg, welcome as always to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, good to be back with you, Bill. I just love the premise of your show.
Well, yeah, well, I think that that's so key, Greg. I mean, especially in this information age in which we live in. And right now, again, it's on, you know, the reason for facts is so important in light of this pandemic that we're dealing with, because we've got too many opinions flying around. And then, you know, we're counting on the mainstream media to do their job to help keep them honest. But really, it comes down to self-responsibility. I mean, we are the purveyors. We are the... I say purveyors, better said, the consumers of said media, and we need to be more discerning. We've got to up our game to understand, as President Trump has been telling us time and again, there's lots of fake news out there, and we got to be careful what we're swallowing.
Absolutely, and I think that's so important, because Americans, what I love about us as a nation, we can deal with the truth.
Yes.
I mean, the truth is something you can make good decisions based on. I know when I was in college, no was not the answer I wanted when I asked for a date. Mm-hmm. But I knew one thing, Bill. It was a truthful answer.
Right.
Exactly. I knew that if I wanted to go to that concert with someone, I'd have to ask someone else. The worst answer was yes. And
yes.
You show up at the young lady's apartment, find out she left with her ex. They'd made up during the week, and I was the backup plan.
Wow.
I'd rather deal with truth, because we know that whatever decision we're making it based on facts. And, you know,
well, thanks for being so vulnerable and opening up my wounds, too. That brings back some nightmares. We've all been there.
My wife isn't that way, and we've been together for 44 years now, so
yeah.
it was she was worth the wait.
Well, as long as she keeps showing up for the dates, that's a good thing, right?
Amen.
I'm right with you. Anyway, I interrupted you. Go ahead and finish your other statement you were making.
No, what I was starting to say is, you know, one of the challenges we've got, we've seen, you know, we've been getting a lot of our medical supplies, masks, gloves, ventilators from places like China and other countries. And, you know, we've lost our manufacturing edge over here. And for 30 years, but here's the exciting news, and I'm really excited to be on your show this morning, because what the country doesn't realize, and I work with Shell Crescent USA, we're an economic development group, and we do a lot of research, and we've worked with companies like IHS Market, who's a global company, very well respected. And here's what's changed for the United States, and this is really exciting, is for the last 30 plus years, the cheap place to manufacture was particularly China and other countries in Asia because they're cheap labor. Well, you know, in the last 5 years, that's changed. And here's what's happened, Bill. Because of the shale revolution, we have abundant natural gas. And natural gas isn't just for heating and for, you know, running automobiles or making electricity. The big use for things like natural gas and oil is they're the feedstock for petrochemicals that are required to make our plastics. You can't have those masks, those protective gowns, even ventilators. All those things require petrochemicals, and without those, they don't happen. We're back to the 1920s.
Right.
And right today, if you want to sell into the U.S. market, you know that the cheapest place on planet Earth to manufacture, to sell into this market, is right here in the good old USA. And even American companies haven't figured that out yet. And we're trying to get that message out. And the reason is, we have the cheap energy. It used to be when they were manufacturing in China, we were both getting our energy from the same place, OPEC. Well, they got to get their energy from OPEC. We can get ours from literally where I live in West Virginia, Pennsylvania. You can build a plant and have your energy right under the plant for all intents and purposes. So because of cheap energy, we've got an edge because we also employ advanced manufacturing. So labor, all of a sudden, what we did is we negated their labor advantage, and now we have the energy advantage. And when you put those two things together, there's no reason at all why we shouldn't be making, when we're starting to, masks, face shields. And what the scary part to me, I didn't realize, and I'm in the middle of this stuff, that 80% of our pharmaceuticals come from China.
Exactly.
So the blood pressure medicine I'm taking, I mean, can I really trust the quality, and do I really, I'm not comfortable at all.
Well, they put into question the pipeline sustainability. You know, they threatened to cut us off. I mean, and oh yeah, by the way, this is communist China, right? I mean, that wants to take over the world. They want to be where America is and beyond. And this has been an ongoing threat. And so, though Donald Trump, in very diplomatic and political terms, has said that President Xi is a friend, and he is trying to do everything he can to maintain some sort of relationship so that we can get beyond ideology and find a win-win proposition in a relationship with them. But they have got to change their ways. This is what all this in trade discussions, what this has all been about, is that we've got to level the playing field. China's got to play nice and be respectful of U.S. Intelligence and, our proprietary information, and they cannot be compelling our businesses to, if you want a part of China, then you're compelled to play according to their rules and give up ownership, in many cases, of your own company, right?
Absolutely. And one way to fix that is it's time that U.S. companies move back here. If you're going to sell into this market, and they can justify it now, what they need to do is look at the advantage of using advanced manufacturing, building a new factory here that'll make those healthcare items. And you know, Bill, the other thing that we really need to think about, there may be some items that they may have an advantage to sell us, but there are certain things, particularly related to the military, related to our healthcare, that shouldn't be even a negotiable.
Exactly.
Certain things that we need, as far as I'm concerned, our pharmaceuticals need to be made here because we can control, I trust the FDA far, far above anything that they've got over in China or any place else in the world.
Well, they definitely exposed themselves during this coronavirus in terms of the information that we didn't get. As I said, President Trump says President Xi is a friend. Well, President Xi didn't pick up the phone and say, look, we got trouble here in River City, in Wuhan. We've got a virus that's been unleashed. The president had to, take a look at some information, put the facts together, and make a decided decision to stop all air travel from China into the United States, which even, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx had saved, possibly millions of lives because of that, executive leadership decision.
Absolutely. And- And, you know, I think it's important that we think we can't, whatever happened, happen. I mean, whether it's China or whether it's the media focused on impeachment rather than picking up some of those stories. But what we really need to worry about is what happens now. And
exactly.
That's what we have 100% control over as Americans.
Well, and I'm with you on this. I agree with your forecast that we're going to have a lot of jobs coming back and new businesses opening up here in the U.S. for lots of other reasons. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break with Greg Cozera, the Director of Marketing for Shell Crescent USA. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
All that it stands for and all that it paid, the ultimate price on our behalf, America. This is what we love about this country and what we're passing on to the next generation. And we're fighting every inch of the way to preserve those, the American dream that was passed on to us from the greatest generation, our parents and our grandparents. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And our conversation with Greg Azara continues, an engineer, environmentalist. He's also the director of marketing for Shale Crescent USA. Greg, what I started to say, and to your point about American business coming back. We've had some repatriation. You remember when Donald Trump first came into office, there were trillions of dollars offshore that was just waiting to come back and be repatriated in the country. I'm not sure what the exact number is and how much we've been able to redeem. But no doubt more people are coming to America. Number one, because of Americans. The work ethic here. I mean, we're hard workers. And we've got a great labor force that is eager to put on their boots and do the hard work. They've proven themselves time and time again, and that's what some of these American businesses are finding out when they go overseas, that the work ethic is not necessarily the American way, number one. Number two is, and I understand their hesitation, that is right now the water is quite warm with Donald Trump as president and the Republicans in control, because look at all the regulations that have been eliminated. I mean, originally it was going to be like a 2-3-1 exchange for any new regulation. 2-3 had to be eliminated. Now we're talking over 20 for every new regulation eliminated. I mean, it's amazing that there were that many regulations, but you've got to think in terms of regulations and what they were doing for business. It was unfriendly to business. I mean, basically, they were inviting business to leave America. And sadly, this is brought to you by the Elizabeth Warrens and the Democratic Party, who somehow feel that you didn't build it, that it was big government that built the infrastructure, that built all the foundations that has made America exceptional, right?
It has. And you know what's exciting is countries outside of the U.S., when as soon as Trump got elected, what we were doing, we're at Shilcrest, our goal is to bring industry back to our region, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and use the abundant energy we have. But what's happened is there was just an upshot of activity and positivity, and we've got, you wouldn't believe how many folks, companies we're dealing with. We've got over 50 prospects and leads, but probably about a dozen of those are really in some phase of coming here to the United States. Mm-hmm. Over half of the people that are interested in coming here are from Asia. Isn't that amazing that
right.
Our companies are going that direction and they want to come here. They get it. They understand the opportunity here, not just from energy, but they mm-hmm. see our workforce. They see what the opportunities are with our manufacturing. You know, the one thing we've got to remember, and this is huge, because everybody thinks about oil when they fill up their car, but it is about those petrochemicals.
As you said,
windmills,
right.
Solar panels, electric cars, face shields. You can't have those without petrochemicals. And all those things come from oil and gas wells. And mm-hmm. every oil and gas well is fracked, whether it's in Russia or OPEC land or here in the U.S. And we've got a guy running for president by the name of Joe that promises on day one he's going to ban fracking in the United States. And that's almost like writing a check to the OPEC countries like Iran and Russia, because you shut down the American oil and gas industry, you shut down the opportunity for companies to come here. And what you do is you literally drive up, right now we're the leading oil and gas producer in the world. The U.S. of A. is, and that happened under Trump's watch.
Exactly.
Politics aside, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And now where we are, we have a huge political advantage, but the big advantage is to bring these aren't your grandfather's manufacturing jobs. These are high-tech, high-wage jobs that we're bringing back here. But they all hinge on the American oil and gas industry's ability to survive and thrive and provide that feedstock to the petrochemical industry.
Greg, you imagine what we just went through with the fussing and fighting between Saudi Arabia and the Russians here in the past weeks. If we were not energy independent in the midst of dealing with COVID-19, What do you think would have happened to America on so many levels, psychologically and fundamentally?
Oh, it would be devastating. You know, we're talking, I mean, we've done, I think, from a health standpoint, we're struggling with some stuff, but when you look at the actual numbers, we've done a really great job of keeping the, and hopefully we can keep it that way, the death toll down, because we are. I mean, there are people coming out of the woodwork making masks and making, I had a guy call me, a good friend of mine that is coming to our region with his, mm-hmm. with his manufacturing facility. And he says, look, he says, we're making face shields. Can you get me in touch with the right people in West Virginia so that we can get them to them? So we've got the ability of Americans to start making stuff. I got a guy that, he said, Greg, he said, I wanted to see how he was doing. And he said, these last 3 weeks have been the busiest of my entire career. And he's in his mid-50s. I said, what's going on? He says, I'm making ventilators.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's not what he did. He did a little bit of that. But now our ability to ramp up. So manufacturing here will have another virus. There'll be something out there at some point in the future. That, and if we don't have manufacturing here where we have control over it, I don't want to be dependent on an airplane coming from China to protect my family.
Exactly. Well, and the president said early on, because the Democrats wanted him to exercise, including Governor Cuomo, the Defense Production Act, and he says, look at the people are already coming in. They're responding. Tesla, General Motors, Ford Motor Company, 3M, they're all coming to the front here. And, you know, he's had to exercise in specific cases the DPA. And this has been positive, but for the most part, like your friend that you just shared the story about, and so many others, this is the American way. We rally and charge to the need of the country, and this is what they're doing, whether it has to do with face masks or gowns, PPEs and that. They're all coming to the front here, and but, you know, no big surprise, because this is what Americans do.
Absolutely. And that's what I love about our country. And, you know, we're going to come out of this thing stronger, more unified. And, well, I'll tell you what, you hear that, I don't know whether, you know, the China manufactured this virus or not, but it doesn't really matter, because when it's all said and done, if someone put this on us, they're going to be surprised at what they've awakened. They've really awakened a sleeping giant.
Well, and as you said, I think the most important thing is to realize that we need to control our destiny. I mean, we know this inherently as people who work in this country as much as possible in order for things to be sustainable, is that, look, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me, you know, the man in the mirror. So we're going to do everything we can to sustain and control our own destiny. And this was brought to the crosshairs once again when China exposed themselves, and especially when we were in need and they were threatening to hold back the very industry that we gave to them to help them out, in the hopes, you know, again, whether it's Iran or China, in the hopes that they would be good neighbors and be positive contributors to the greater good of the world.
Absolutely. I think this is our time to take advantage of, come together, but also this may be what it takes to bring a lot of these other products back to the United States, where we can start making them here under our own roof, where we can take control of our destiny for the future, because that's what we're looking at now. This is the chance. We have, for the first time in 30 years, it's cheaper to manufacture here than it is across the pond, no matter which direction you go. And now's the time. Now that we've been, how would you say it, we've been whacked across the back of the head with a 2x4, it's time for us to make that move and start bringing those industries home. And they're going to find that they're going to make a whole lot more money here than they will overseas.
Well, and I think they'll feel a lot more comfortable as long as they understand and feel like they're not having to deal with unnecessary regulations and the very things that chased them to other parts of the world to begin with. So we'll see how that plays out. Greg Kozera has been our guest, Director of Marketing for Shale Crescent USA. Greg, appreciate the time. Be safe and stay healthy, buddy.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are President Trump will unveil a second coronavirus task force, one that will primarily focus on the economy. A senior Trump administration official telling various news networks, including NBC, that the task force will be a mix of private sector and top administration officials, including new Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin. Another 6.6 million Americans filing first-time jobless claims last week because of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's the second straight week that more than 6 million Americans have done so. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell telling a D.C. forum this morning that the U.S. economy was on firm footing before the virus began, and he says it's in a good position to recover quickly when it's over. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I'll tell you, it requires all people on deck. Boy, I tell you, we need you. We need self-responsible, activated citizens that really are, proactive about social distancing and all the guidelines that our experts are presenting to us. If we think individually and selfishly, everyone comes at risk and community spread will come upon us like you cannot believe. And based on a recent note from an associate out of France, I am told that because they're about 2 weeks ahead of us right now, and our landscape looks a lot like France. And And they're warning that it's going to get a lot worse. And so to talk more about this and maybe some of the things, I think it was interesting to hear that Peter Pitts had a little bit different perspective on the coronavirus outbreak that originated in China and how it can put the health of millions of Americans at risk, but not necessarily in the way that most people imagine. Peter Pitts, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, boy, as the co-founder of the Center for Medicine and Public Interest and prior to the founding of CMPI, you were senior fellow for healthcare studies at the Pacific Research Institute. So your background and experience brings a lot of weight to this topic. So help us understand, Peter, what are you seeing? What are we overlooking here?
Well, I think that we're overlooking the fact that, you know, this is going to be licked by us, the citizenry. Mm-hmm. I mean, science will certainly help. But, you know, we as citizens, as friends and neighbors and relations really hold the key by doing the right thing. You know, when it comes to killing a virus, to beating a virus and grounding it into the ground, keeping our distance, social distancing and sheltering in place is absolutely crucial. And I know I'm in New York. When I walk out to walk the dog or go to the supermarket, it's kind of like a Hollywood set version of New York. It's
exactly.
a little creepy.
Yeah.
But we're definitely getting the job done. And I'm feeling a bit of a kind of post 9/11 vibe in New York where people really understand that, you know, there's no Republican or Democrat or ethnicity or religion. We're all in this together as New Yorkers, and we're going to beat it like that. That's actually not a terrible feeling. It's giving the new greatest generation.
Right, exactly. No, excellent point. Peter, I don't know if you heard what I had said earlier in the first two segments this morning, but it dovetails perfectly with your point because we were saying, you know, this is about we the people, but individuals, we are the we. And it's our level of self-responsibility that will conquer this. That, you know, you're there in New York. Governor Cuomo and the president talked repeatedly about the possibility of shutting things down and self-quarantining. I mean, just really getting serious about this. And even though that's the case, and I think most New Yorkers obviously understand that this is imminent and that the gates are going to close pretty soon. Well, over the weekend, there were, in a particular case, I happened to be at a golf course that was still open in Florida, and there were four New Yorkers that just flew in the day before. And I'm going, what the heck, over? I mean, this is what's, you know, community spread is all about. You come from the epicenter of this issue in this country and you bring it to Florida. God only knows. I mean, you could be asymptomatic. I mean, you could be all clear and, you know, free and clear and all that, or you could not be. And now you're going to come into Florida, which is already, you know, on thin ice anyway, because of our demographics and the average age of people here in the state. And, you know, because of selfishness and the idea to get out of Dodge, and I understand in part what that would do, but we've got to set that aside and put, you know, as you said, put our neighbors, our communities, and our other states and the country ahead of our own personal desires, because no doubt this is some sacrifice that we have to go through. But my goodness, you know, this is not necessarily, even though the president has said this is, you know, what you might classify as a war and we have a war footing. But, you know, we're getting there. I mean, we've got people across the country that are dying. And that we could end up with 100,000 plus deaths before this is all said and done.
That's exactly right. I mean, about a million years ago before COVID, when we were all debating what healthcare should look like moving forward, you know, one of the things I say that generally got ignored, which was we have to embrace this whole concept of personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. There's no magic pill. There's no magic government solution. You know, we play a large role. So, you know, if nothing else positive comes out of COVID, at least perhaps we can begin to remember the importance of personal responsibility when it comes not just to healthcare, but just being a member of the community and a citizen of the nation.
Exactly. And let's get it out of this attitude of the PC culture and, you know, the current, you know, cancel culture and shaming and that sort of thing. But we have to raise our game. And I think this is what we're seeing here, Peter, in terms of the realization that looking at a national healthcare program, it's been debated. But, man, I'm telling you, this really brings it right in the crosshairs is, you know, what can we expect, you know, from a government that makes decisions like in New York, which you're dealing with, where a governor had a chance to buy resuscitators and ventilators and decided to you know, derivate those dollars and go towards, you know, something else when they were already told that the health infrastructure, that all these things needed to be addressed, they chose not to. Now, all of a sudden, they find themselves in this position. Now, this is human error. we're going to make mistakes, but my goodness, well, we better learn some lessons big time over all this, should we not?
We should. You know, there are a couple of lessons that we did not learn from China. The first one was to kind of early in the game rethink the whole concept of industrial logistics, of getting what we need to where they are needed. But I think the other thing that's interesting is, you know, countries with centralized healthcare planning, you know, are not the places where the therapeutics and the vaccines are going to come from. Now, that's coming from the U.S., where you've got a partnership of government and private industry and academia. And I think on a broader point, it points out that when you let the government control everything, it isn't necessarily the best solution, and never the best solution when it comes to innovative, accelerated solutions to healthcare problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to your point, speaking of China, when the outbreak came out and finally, you know, we were able to find out they'd been dealing with it for several weeks before it really became known. The World Health Organization did us no favors either, because they seemed to buy into the party politics of communist China and echoing their narrative as opposed to really giving us the facts that we needed. I thought it was interesting that the United States, being who the United States is, saw that China was in dire straits, they needed help, and we sent a lot of material to help them out, even though they are the source of, you know, some biologics that we have turned over to them. But, I mean, some other, you know, PPE things, you know, that they needed on everyday masks and that sort of thing. We send it to them, and thank you very much. They're not even telling us the whole truth and nothing but. I mean, this is, you know, again, it goes back to what kind of partnership are we going to have and who can we trust? Because this, to me, is a real slap in the face of those globalists who think that globalism is the answer. Well, but if you can't trust the partners that are participating in globalism, you've got what the United States experienced with China.
No, we have to get through where we are right now, and we will. I'm optimistic and positive, but we also have to learn the lessons. And one of the lessons learned is we've got to find new ways to incentivize manufacturing, for example, of generic pharmaceuticals inside our borders. You know, I'm all for a global ecosystem, but we also need to have a plan B. And part of the problem right now is that the U.S. government makes manufacturing certain types of products almost unprofitable, and that's wrong. We've got to incentivize manufacturing here in the U.S.
That's why they left to begin with, right? I mean, people do what they're rewarded for, and American regulations and disincentives chased this part of the industry away. So, hey, we're reaping what we've sown, have we not?
No, that's exactly right. There are ways to change it. Hopefully this is a wake-up call for a whole number of things, not the least of which is the pharmaceutical supply chain.
Without a doubt, Peter Pitts, president, co-founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest, continues with us, and as he continues to share his wisdom and experience. Stay with us.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now, 800-471-7065, 800-471-7065, 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you always like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Peter Pitts continues with us, the president and co-founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. Prior to founding CMPI, Peter was a senior fellow for healthcare studies at the Pacific Reach Institute and former FDA associate commissioner. Peter, boy, I'll tell you, Americans being Americans and not Americans always rise to the challenge, whether it was World War II and we found ourselves in need of Navy vessels, how we came together with Rosie the Riveters and all these industrialists who came together. We've got big business, rising up. The president now is starting to exercise some War Powers Act in compelling some of these businesses to do so. Early on, he said he didn't need to because they were stepping up. I mean, you know, whether it was General Motors, 3M, Ford Motor Company, Tesla, all stepping up saying, hey, we're in the Army now and we're doing what we can. All this being said is that when we have gone from a country that has been so overregulated and things have had to move at a certain pace, this is a time for, if it's the FDA or other sources, to kind of redefine how can we mobily and rapidly respond to the need without doing, you know, a whole lot of unintended damage along the way. I guess that's my question. What do you see?
I was at the FDA during the SARS crisis of the early 2000s, and it was amazing to me what can happen when government agencies will talk to each other on a more regular basis and decide to move forward by cutting red tape. But it's more than just cutting the red tape. It's prioritizing and expediting without rushing. And I think that's what's going on. I mean, right now, the FDA has been very solid about getting new diagnostics to market. just on Friday, the FDA approved with really tremendous speed a 5 or 15 minute test that Abbott is producing to determine whether a patient does or does not have COVID. And that's hugely important for a lot of reasons that we can talk about. But I think the regulatory answer here is you can't throw away science. You can't rely on anecdotes. You know, the plural of anecdotes isn't data. But you can deal with reality. And what the FDA is doing, certainly when it comes to therapeutics for COVID, you know, drugs that might, you know, make the symptoms less severe and shorten the duration of the virus, is they're doing kind of traditional clinical studies. Mm. But what they also need to do is put something in place called parallel studies, which is allowing physicians to use these medicines for patients, you know, based on their own discretion. And the FDA has said they're going to help to facilitate that. And that's great because it's a whole different data set that we can use to understand exactly what's happening in the real world. But I need to also reinforce, people should not self-medicate. You know, talk to your doctor. The doctor knows best. And also, you don't want to create the unintended consequence of drug shortages. You know, a lot of the drugs that are being considered for COVID, like, for example, chloroquine, are used regularly for people with rheumatoid arthritis.
Exactly.
So, you know, these drugs aren't going to be for everybody with COVID. They need to be for the population that is most at risk. And for most of us, you know, who do come down with the virus, you know, our prescription is going to be go home, drink plenty of liquids, you know, get some tender, loving care, and ride it out in bed. You know, we shouldn't be running to the doctor asking for a magic pill. That's not the way we're going to get through this crisis.
Yeah, the people that are hoping for the magic pill are like this one guy that was in South Florida, Peter, and he had already said goodbye to his family. He believed that he was beyond death's door, not even at death. He was beyond it. And it was proposed to him, the hydroxychloroquine, as a possible, I mean, what the hell do you got to lose kind of opportunity. And that, I think, I'm not sure if the doctor had used that along with zinc or a Z-Pak, because that seems to be the other thing that they're finding out. Again, you know, these are almost like human trials that are taking place, to your point, you know, on the fly here, which Dr. Fauci says, you know, happens routinely, that this isn't anything new. You know, there is a process, you know, obviously with cooperation, you know, through the FDA and other regulations, so that we don't have a bunch of, you know, vigilante doctors out there acting on their own.
That's exactly right. And whether it's you know, hydrochloroquine or whether it's, you know, azithromycin, it's important to remember that we can't be self-medicating, that we really need to, you know, let our doctors be in charge here and let them do the right thing. And I hope that people don't pressure their physicians to, you know, give them any priority, and these doctors won't. It's like people want to be tested with no symptoms. That's not the way the system works. But you know, also, you know, relative to testing, you know, we're making great strides on testing people, see whether they have the virus. What's right. going to become increasingly important is to be able to test people, see if they've already had the virus, because their plasma, it's called convalescent plasma, can also be used as a potential treatment. There are a lot of companies looking into that. Plus, once we know who's gone through the process, and it's a two-week process, you know, we're talking about thousands and tens of thousands of people, those people can reintroduce themselves into more social situations, more economic situations, and, you know, we're going to roll out throughout the country a solution to this. It's not going to be everybody all at the same time. So we need to understand where people are in the course of their disease and where they are geographically.
Right. Going back to what you had referred to in terms of self-medication, the other anecdotal story that went viral was that couple that thought that they had, you know, hydroxychloroquine, but chloroquine, but what they had was aquarium cleaner. And they self-medicated, and, you know, look what damage they did to themselves.
Yeah, I think, you know, part of the problem here is the media coverage has, you know, present company excessive, has been pretty, you know, slant. You know, this story really is not a political story. I realize, of course, there's a political dimension to it. I'm not naive. But I think the more political we make it, the less likely it is that people are all going to follow the same solid advice. And we've got to all be pulling in the same direction here.
Well, it may be, after everything is said and done, Peter, that this is what we needed as a country to bring us together, because of the partisanship that had been taking place. You know, this was keeping everybody siloed. And interesting that in the process of self-quarantining, we're finding ourselves, you know, coming together, which, you know, in some sense would not make sense, right?
considering we're not physically together, I think that's right. But I think everybody realizes or is beginning to realize that this is happening, that it's affecting every American, you know, from sea to shining sea and Hawaii and Alaska, and that, you know, you're either part of the solution or part of the problem. And I think that's a really terrific challenge. And I think people are absolutely stepping up.
Exactly. And that's it. That really is. Every day, every minute, you have to ask yourself, are you helping or are you hurting? You know, by leaving your state to come to another state and to add to the community spread, I'll give you the answer. You're hurting, okay? You need to stay home. And you need to step up and be responsible as an individual, because the whole issue of our governance and our type of governance, it demands self-responsibility. If we eliminate self-responsibility, then, you know, we deserve to be led by tyrants and taken over and have people tell us what to do because we're a bunch of knuckleheads and we can't make a decision that is right for all concerned.
That's right. And that's why, I mean, you look at pictures of China during the height of the virus in Wuhan, and you had soldiers in the street. That's not happening here. You know, that's not the way we operate. And I think that it's an opportunity for us to rediscover who we are as Americans.
I think well said, Peter. And I think that in that rediscovery, it will give us a time, you know, to celebrate and be grateful that we live in a free country. I mean, boy, you talk about liberty being on full display right now. I mean, when the world is all impacted by this, why are those free states or those free countries, why are they more successful than these, communist-dominated countries?
Right. Also, and we're going to learn, too, again, once we're through this, and I really believe this is true, our economy is going to come back strongly and quickly and far more quickly than the rest of the world because of the way that we view the philosophy of government and the way our economy is designed.
You know, I had mentioned earlier, I'd gotten a note from somebody in France, and they had written several things to be aware of. One of it was that it in France, because they're saying that, look at, they're 2 weeks ahead of what's happening in the United States. She said half of the people hospitalized in France are less than 60 years old, and we're talking 20-plus days of hospitalization, severe pneumonia, and lung damages. This is what they experienced. And she says, make no mistake of thinking that it's just like the flu. It's not. We have one of the best healthcare systems in the world, miles ahead of Italy, for example. It's already being overwhelmed in some areas. It's not the flu. It's a disaster, an invisible hurricane or earthquake that will sweep across the country in a matter of weeks. Boy, I'll tell you, that is telling, and I appreciate that perspective and that warning that's coming, you know, from France as opposed to communist China.
That's right. And, you know, I was in France just before the lockdown, and they were not prepared. They weren't really looking around. So when you look at President Trump as an example, and you go, what did he do right and what did he do wrong? Now, he did some things that were wrong. He's doing some things that are right, and it's a learning curve. And it'll be a learning curve for everybody. And even Joe Biden said yesterday that, you know, no blame can be placed on President Trump for the disease swath that's being cut across this country. And I think that's right. We need to, like the Japanese say, don't fix the blame, fix the problem. So kudos to Joe Biden for not jumping on that bandwagon.
So what do you see in terms of any new medicine solutions coming down the road here? We got about 40 seconds left, Peter.
I think there are a lot of companies out there doing a lot of trials on a lot of existing drugs that we understand that are safe and effective that might have the ability to reduce the symptoms and shorten the course of the virus. That's terrific. We're about 10 months to a year from a vaccine. That's actually fast by vaccine standards. And I think the whole idea of using convalescent plasma for people who already had the disease is the next big thing that's going to impact our ability to crush this disease into the ground.
Exactly. Former FDA Associate Commissioner Peter Pitts here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Peter.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Frustrated.